Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. I hope you've had just a tremendous day. And if you didn't, just listen for the next 4 hours. I got you covered. This is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And we might as well start with this. Minutes ago, the Atlanta Hawks just advanced to the NBA playoffs. The Atlanta Hawks come out on top of the Miami Heat. The final score 116-105. This means the Atlanta Hawks, they are firmly entrenched as the seventh seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. They're assured a series where they will take on the Boston Celtics. We'll talk more about that game momentarily. The Miami Heat are going to have to give it another go this upcoming Friday in order to claim the eighth seed. They will take on the winner between Chicago and Toronto to help determine who will get the eighth seed. That's not the only play-in game that took place tonight. The Hawks over the Miami Heat. In just a few minutes, the Los Angeles Lakers will be in action against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The winner of that game will automatically advance to the playoffs, and they will claim the seventh seed. We know all about Minnesota and its problems, its struggles, and its clown show over the past several days. Rudy Gobert, we can go back, and even further than that, you think about Rudy Gobert, you think about Jaden McDaniels punching a wall, and it's a mess out in Minnesota. But let's see. They ain't got nothing. If you ask me, Minnesota Timberwolves don't have a damn thing to play for. Their backs are up against the wall. And so they may give the Los Angeles Lakers their best shot. Ain't nobody out here choosing Minnesota. So we got a lot to get into, a lot to discuss tonight. If you want to talk to us, it's very simple. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online. I'm everywhere. That is at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. What a night. What a day. A matter of fact, Atlanta coming out on top 116-105 against Miami. Let me give you a brief summation of this game. At halftime, and this was down in Miami, at halftime, the Atlanta Hawks led 65-50. It's at halftime. I have seen enough Hawks games with my own two eyes at the arena and enough on television to say there is no lead safe with the Atlanta Hawks. They are literally a roller coaster ride. They take you up. They take you down. They will choke against good teams. They will choke against bad teams. They are not consistent. They were up 65-50. At one point, they led by 24 points in the first half. And then Miami came out a-blazing in the third and brought the lead down to single digits. But kudos to the Atlanta Hawks. They were able to withstand the onslaught from, and this is crazy, Kyle Lowry off the bench with 33 points, knocked down six threes, and the Hawks won. These are some of the final numbers. Trae Young, 25 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. Clint Capella, abusing the boards, 21 rebounds and 4 points. And then off the bench, this is where the Atlanta Hawks got a lot of help tonight. Okongwu, 12 points. Sadiq Bey, midseason acquisition, he had 17. You think about a young guy, a young guard, young forward, Jalen Johnson, with 10 points. And then you had Bogdanovich adding 14 points as well. And we talked about this last night. This was going to be ridiculously difficult for Miami to keep up with Atlanta scoring-wise. I still think this is the best of the worst losers because Atlanta has its flaws. Miami has a difficult time scoring. If Kyle Lowry didn't come through to help save their ass, this was going to be difficult. Tyler Hero had 26 points. Jimmy Butler had 21. And that was pretty much the most offensive output they got in addition to Kyle Lowry. And so Atlanta, they move on to take on the Celtics. But before we even talk about the Celtics and the Hawks, before we even look at the Miami Heat and what their future might look like in a few days, let's actually take a look or listen to the actual game. You know what? Let's move towards the third quarter. Onyeka Okongwu, this man is flying all over the place. He helped punctuate the end of the third quarter with a slam. Take a listen.
Here comes Trey now on the fly. Gets it to Jalen. Alley-oop. And Onyeka Okongwu jams it home right over Lowry's head. And the Hawks lead 91-78.
Yeah, they're flying. The Hawks are fast. They're young. They're fast. They fly all over the place. Do they play defense? Sometimes. Are they consistent? Hell no. But they can be entertaining, including this young man right here, Jalen Johnson. He wanted to run around and knock down, slam dunks in the fourth quarter.
Trey in the middle, guarded by Caleb Martin. Now Trey fires a three, and he misses. The rebound, though, Jalen Johnson jams it home with one hand, and the Hawks up by 15 now. 93-78.
And even when they were able to get a little bit closer, DeJounte Murray, who finished tonight with 18 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds, he knocked down a 3.
Now they go in the corner, DeJounte for a 3. He's got it. DeJounte Murray knocks down a 3, and Miami wants a timeout. What a big basket by DeJounte Murray. 6:08 to go. Timeout on the floor, called by Miami.
Yeah, shout-outs to all my folks here with the Hawks Radio Network. And they basically kept Miami at bay for the entire game. Even when it was a blowout, even when it got close, Atlanta Hawks said, we got this. I want you to take a listen here to the final call.
5 seconds to go. Trey is clapping. 1 second left. And the horn sounds, and the Atlanta Hawks have won an all-expense-paid trip to Boston, where they'll play the Celtics on Saturday afternoon at 3:30. What a win for the Hawks.
Yeah, that's a nice win for the Hawks. Miami Heat has to continue to play on here. And the Atlanta Hawks, they got a matchup with the Boston Celtics. I saw with my own damn two eyes a few weeks ago, and I'll get to the point here. There's no point in me beating around the bush or stretching things out. The Atlanta Hawks, and I'm not talking about this past Sunday's game where like nobody played. They just played the Celtics in Boston, and the Hawks lost 120-114. A few weeks ago, Saturday, March 11th, I was at State Farm Arena here in Atlanta, and I watched the Hawks lose to the Celtics 134-125. That score is not even indicative of the ass-whooping that the Celtics put on the Hawks that night. Jason Tatum lost his mind. 34 points, 15 rebounds, 6 assists. Jaylen Brown had 24 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. The Celtics should take care of the Hawks. I don't want to say with no problem. It would be a massive shocker and upset if the inconsistent Hawks come out here and knock off the Celtics. I don't expect it. The Celtics actually play defense. The Celtics have a little bit more experience. And I'm not just talking about, running around and going to the finals. I'm talking about a few more years of experience. They're more disciplined. The Hawks are up and down. The Atlanta Hawks got a lot of help tonight from their bench, which is also inconsistent. If I need to wake up and rely on Sadiq Bey to come off the bench and knock down threes, consider me screwed. If I have to rely on a young Onyeka Okongwu, I'm screwed. Bogdanovich, he's gonna put up his points, and some days he might miss. And then Jalen Johnson, I ain't relying on him as well. And so the Atlanta Hawks, I'm not expecting them to disappear, but what they're likely to do is just get into a complete shootout here. And I don't think that's going to be advantageous. I see the Boston Celtics taking care of this series against the Hawks. I don't know. Maybe the Hawks pick up 2 games. Maybe if they're lucky, they push it a little bit further than that. But they won tonight. But this is what we get in the play-in. We get 2 teams at the bottom of the standings. Neither team with realistic chances or hopes of going out there and winning a championship. But more really just moving on. I mean, from the Atlanta Hawks perspective, they spent the majority of the day. Trae Young spoke to the media today and had to answer questions about the Hawks being open to trading him this season. That was the news between yesterday and today. Are the Hawks now open to trading Trae Young? The man who's been here since 2018, drafted 5th overall. There was a whole big hubbub about who was going to be better. Was it Luka or was it Trae? The Hawks basically swapped one for the other. And here we are in the year 2023. Luka Doncic is asking or answering questions about a trade. You have Trae Young today answering questions about a trade. And this shows you how fast things can change in the NBA, where you can have a star like a Luka or a Trae, and everybody's thinking about how do we move on before our own rookie, our own player that we drafted, who got a rookie extended contract, how do we get something in return before he leaves us? It's a wild world that the NBA is currently in. And if I got to be honest, people ask me this all the damn time. What happens with Trae Young? They bring in DeJounte Murray. They have Trae Young. Somebody's going to have to go. DeJounte Murray soon enough is going to want and need a contract extension. They traded multiple first-round picks to bring him to Atlanta. And the combination of him and Trae Young, they're not going to win anything. DeJounte Murray is not, he's not a pure scorer. He may wake up one day and drop 30 or 40 points, and then you'll have a night like tonight. He only gives you 18. Or another night, he'll only give you 15. He will fill up the stat sheet, but he's not going to just continually score. And so Trae Young, to a certain degree, is missing that sidekick. And when Trae Young doesn't have the ball, he's not moving around as much as you think he would. And so tonight, Atlanta walks away with the victory. Atlanta's going to the playoffs against the Celtics. A couple of years ago in the Eastern Conference Finals, that was fool's gold. And if you fell for it, and you're seeing the reality now, don't be fooled again. This Atlanta Hawks team is not built to compete. This is why we got rumors going out about Trae Young. If you watch him play, you know that it will not work between Trae Young and DeJounte Murray, and that they have too much redundancy with their forwards. Too many dudes who fly around in the pick and roll and not enough diversity in how they score the basketball. But tonight, let them enjoy the victory, right? Ernie Johnson, he spoke to Trae Young after the game about what was so different for the Atlanta Hawks, especially against this Heat team. And this is what Trae had to say on TNT.
What was different tonight, total team effort, what was different tonight from your bunch?
I just think we brought the physicality to them. They're known and around this league for being a very physical team and try to bully a lot of teams and on the defensive end. And if you don't match their intensity and their physicality, you can get beat. And that's what I feel like has been going on these last couple games against them, the last few games. So tonight I think we really matched their physicality and it showed.
I got to make sure this is Trae Young. Let me hear it. Trae, look, I know you're going through a lot. What did you say to yourself today? Hey, I have to focus on this to, you know, play the type of game that you play. Because, you know, with all the stuff that you're going through, you could have went either way. But I felt you played a fabulous game. But what did you say to yourself to stay mentally prepared?
For me, just all day, just been trying to think about tonight, just trying to focus on the next task. I mean, I can't control all the outside noise and what's going on everywhere else. I can only control what I can control, and that's what I do on this court and for my teammates and making sure we come out with the win and let everything else take care of itself. So that was my mindset, not to get focused on anything else but today's game.
Okay. That's fine. I've known this for, maybe about a year. From the minute that they traded Kevin Huerter, who they missed dearly, underrated shooter, someone who didn't need the basketball, a perfect compliment for Trae Young. But you know what? Trae Young, he wanted a star, and then he got one, and now his ass might be the hell up on out of there. And enjoy it. And I'm sorry to all my Hawks friends and family. And enjoy the victory. But most people know it's for the short term, not for the long term. And so let's see what the Hawks can do against the Boston Celtics, if they can or should they survive. Just don't be fooled. This team isn't going anywhere. They're not building off of what they currently have unless they're able to flip a Trae Young or DeJounte Murray. And although that may not be the desired result, they probably won't get better in the short term. They're screwed for this decision. As much as it's nice to have DeJounte, they should have stuck with Kevin Huerter. Hawks win, though. 116 to 105. They beat the Miami Heat down in Miami. Trae Young leading the way, 25 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists, despite Trae Young going 1 of 8 from downtown. The Boston Celtics will be next for these Atlanta Hawks. And meanwhile, Miami gets one more chance to go into the playoffs as the 8th seed. They're going to take on the winner between Chicago and Toronto. So Miami, one more chance to get into the playoffs. That game will take place on Friday. And Chicago taking on Toronto, that will take place tomorrow. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are always open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. In the meantime, Trae Young isn't the only individual who's had his name in just the world of transactions and rumors. There's some big men in the NBA who I guess are back. One is on the Los Angeles Lakers right now, and the other one is a multiple-time All-Star playing in Puerto Rico. I'm going to tell you about these two dudes on the other side. We're going to get into some of the other news going on. It seems that we got a little bit of an update on Aaron Rodgers. The NFL and YouTube have revealed the prices for Sunday ticket. If you like drinking at a baseball game, I guess you're in luck. Bradley Beal. He talked about that fan that he almost went upside his head. Jeff Okuda traded from the Lions. Lions said, we don't need you. He's coming here to the Atlanta Falcons. And Zion. Zion spoke as well. Yeah, Zion told us why he's not playing. And it sounds like he's healthy. We're going to talk about it all And the Los Angeles Lakers, they are just getting underway now against Minnesota, trying to secure the seventh seed in the West. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're just getting started.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Wow. Congratulations to the Atlanta Hawks, making the playoffs as the seventh seed, 116-105. They go over the Miami Heat. Down in Miami, Trae Young leads the way, 25 points, 7 assists, 8 rebounds. Clint Capella has 21 rebounds. And then on the Miami Heat side, Jimmy Butler, 21 points, Tyler Hero, 26. Bam Adebayo, only 12 points. And Kyle Lowry, coming off of the bench, 33 points, having a little bit of a throwback game. Victor Oladipo, not what he used to be. He played 9 minutes, had 0 points. And then you have Kevin Love, who only played 3 minutes, only had 2 points. So if this Miami Heat team went into a time machine and went back by about, you know, 5 or 6 years, they may have something. But not with just aging veterans and then young emerging players. It's like the gap is too large for them to compete. 855-212-4CBS. Dan is here from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on with you, Dan?
Hey, JR. I don't really have much to say, but I do want to thank you. Thank you very much. I listened to all your episodes on Agents of Inclusion. They really inspire me. I have a disability. I never had one until last June. I'm be 72 this month. And it really helped me cope through my life with what's going on with me. I stumbled onto your show while I laid in the bed in Rochester, Minnesota, fighting for my life. And I just want to thank you. I love your show. I love all kinds of sports. You do a good job, man. You mean a lot to me.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate you for listening. You feel free to call up anytime, okay? All the best to you. Thank you, Dan, for calling from Wisconsin. Yeah. There's a new episode of Agents of Inclusion dropping tomorrow, actually. Every single Wednesday, a new episode. Odyssey, myself, JR Sport Brief Productions, and then the good folks at Special Olympics. Every week, we tell a different story from a Special Olympics athlete. And, yeah, we're talking about the NBA playoffs right now. Didn't necessarily expect to get that call in, but I appreciate it. And so wherever you listen to podcasts, just go ahead and search Agents of Inclusion, and you will certainly hear some of the most amazing, inspirational stories by any athlete on the planet Earth that I've ever spoken to. So thank you so much, Dan, for calling from Wisconsin. That is Agents of Inclusion. You want to do me a favor? You want to do yourself a favor? Just go ahead and check out that podcast. On another note, outside of the Atlanta Hawks winning today, I mentioned to you that Trae Young was just in, or has been, in trade rumors. And it's nothing new here. This has been something that's been bouncing around for the past several months. From the minute that Nate McMillan was given the boot, from Quinn Snyder coming in, Trae Young, you know, getting into some spats with the media, Trae Young getting into a spat with Nate McMillan. It goes on. And so I think fans have gotten a little tired here. You also have a new general manager in Landry Fields who's come on. You have Kyle Korver, who's an assistant general manager right there with him. And so the clock is kind of ticking on what do the Atlanta Hawks do next. And they have plenty of time to do that. I think everything involving the Hawks will be just months and maybe into a couple of years trying to figure out what they want their roster to look like. But I did mention to you, there are some other players in the NBA that are currently on that, where is he going, what's going on with him, and one is an NBA champion. The other is a full-time All-Star. Let me give you the dude who's actually on an NBA roster right now. And in no uncertain terms, it's because he's LeBron James' friend. That's Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson was just added to the Los Angeles Lakers roster. Tristan Thompson is 32 years old. He played on the Cavs from 2011 to 2020. We know he's Canada's own. He has played for the Celtics, the Kings, the Pacers, and more recently, he's just like a bench warmer for the Bulls. And now here for the Los Angeles Lakers, he's going to do the same. He's going to be number one cheerleader. He's going to play garbage time if the Lakers have any garbage time available, if they even move on here in the playoffs. And then he'll grab a rebound and foul somebody. Shep, did I showcase his skill set right now appropriately, or did I miss anything?
Yeah, he's also popular off the court as well.
Wow, are you talking about, doesn't he have like a lot of kids like all over the place?
Well, he's, in all seriousness, like he's like an international phenom because of his relationship with, you know, Khloe.
Well, Khloe Kardashian, that's what I'm saying. Isn't that an old, done relationship?
So they were actually, and the only reason I know this is because he resurfaced, obviously, with LeBron James and the Lakers. Well, he was spotted with Khloe. And so usually that's a good sign for Lakers fans because you remember.
What?
You remember when Khloe was close with Lamar. Lamar had the best years of his career in the NBA. Like, they don't do the Kardashians.
Whoa.
Yes.
We're talking about Lamar Odom, who almost died due to drugs.
Well, that was when, the Lakers shipped him out, and he went to Dallas, and shocker, a person didn't succeed in Dallas. And then they tried to trade him to he went to the Clippers, but he was always meant to be a Laker. But him and that marriage, you know, metaphorically to the Lakers and then literally to Khloe, he had the best years of his basketball career. And so Khloe and the Lakers, they do well together. Now, the Kardashians and other professional athletes, that's another story. But with the Lakers, there's something about just being focused and having that kind of a marriage and that attention and the hoopla that comes with that. When you play with the Lakers, there's no pressure because you're dating or married to a Kardashian. That's where the pressure, you know, finds itself.
All right. That's a nice reach, nice humorous reach, I give you that.
There's some truth to that, no?
I haven't done the math on Kardashian Jenner Laker isms or anything. All I know is that Tristan Thompson was with that lady and he's not with her, and I think he's had about 20 different kids since after her, and good luck to Tristan Thompson. He's on the team because he's LeBron's friend, and now he can be a great cheerleader. And they're actually playing the game right now. Let me mention this other dude. Tristan Thompson is back in the NBA. I felt like I sat down and watched him on television for the past several months. DeMarcus Cousins is trying to make it back into the NBA. He's going to be 33 years old this summer. Yes, DeMarcus Cousins from the Sacramento Kings has never met a referee that he's actually liked. I don't think he's ever gotten along with a coach as well. He last played 31 games for the Nuggets last season. It seems like a distant memory because he barely played. And over the past, it feels like 5-6 years, he suffered a torn Achilles, a quad injury, a torn ACL. DeMarcus Cousins, and this was part of his entire career seemingly coming out of Kentucky, he was just way too big. He was great offensively. He could knock down the long J, knock down a three on occasion, could beat you up down low because he was so big, ridiculously skilled. But when it came down to his temperament on the basketball court, in addition to his conditioning, it seems like it finally caught up to him. When you talk about these leg injuries, blowing out the Achilles, the quad, the ACL, I'm not a doctor, but when you think about his body type and how big he is, and also how out of shape he always looked, for a basketball player, I should say. No coincidence that his body has betrayed him. And so DeMarcus Cousins is going to be playing spring basketball in Puerto Rico. And he's not the only dude. There are some other former NBA players that are out there. You have someone like Tyreke Evans, I know. I think Pascal is down in Puerto Rico. Alfred Payton. You got quite a few dudes just trying to make noise. I guess playing basketball in Puerto Rico isn't the worst of things. And unless DeMarcus Cousins has just blown his money on ridiculousness, he should pretty much still be set for life. I'm just not sure. At 33 years old next season, his lack of mobility to begin with, I don't know if anybody's going to give him a shot or a chance. I mean, we see so many big centers, skilled, not skilled, offensive, defense. Unless you can run the court, run the rim, maybe knock down a shot, it's hard to stick in the league right now. We've seen a lot of dudes get phased out. Greg Monroe is done. Oh, man, Shep, what is – man, from UConn, from Mount Vernon.
Oh, our boy, Cardiac Kemba.
No, the center.
Oh, Drummond.
Yeah, Andre Drummond. My God, he's...
He's the definition of a bench warmer now, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's a double-double. He just had to take time away from the Chicago Bulls. He cited his mental health, and you think about what he was. Any game for the Pistons, it's like he's 20-20. But real, no offensive game. And now, as he's gotten older, he doesn't play. And so DeMarcus Cousins, 33 years old, man, blown out legs. Yeah, you're going to whoop ass in Puerto Rico. I don't know if you're going to get that shot back in the NBA. Congratulations to Tristan Thompson for carrying LeBron's towels, and good luck to DeMarcus on the way in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break, and we come back. Outside of the NBA, there's another transaction that everybody is waiting to take place. It's Aaron Rodgers, and it appears that we got a little bit of an update from the president of the Packers. I'll share that with you on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener, I'm loving the show.
Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I gotta tell you, I've been listening to you, and I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. So many conversations, so many discussions, so many thoughts about players moving here and players moving there and who gets traded here. Man, the NFL has been sitting down on a trade for the better part of a month now. And it hasn't even been a month. This is now April. The season basically ended at the end of December, early January. And here we are, about 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. Aaron Rodgers is still a member of the Green Bay Packers. He's still on the Packers. We found out basically a month ago, a little bit more than a month ago, that he was ready to go, that he sat down on Pat McAfee, something that he loves to do because he gets paid for it. But he sat down and basically told everybody, yeah, I came out of my darkness retreat. I walked out of the hole. I guess this sounds like an Easter story. And I basically realized that I want to play football. And that my intention is to play football for the New York Jets, because apparently the Green Bay Packers, they don't want me anymore. I started to feel that energy. And so I want to continue to play, but with the Jets. I haven't heard too many people say that, but there you have it. And then the Green Bay Packers basically said, Aaron Rodgers came out of his damn hole and he didn't even want to return our calls. We didn't hear from Aaron Rodgers. And so here we are at a stalemate. The New York Jets ready to bring in Aaron Rodgers. They have brought in so many of his teammates, Alan Lazard, David Bakhtiari, by the way. No, he's not a New York Jet. He even talked about how it's almost a formality. The general manager of the New York Jets, Joe Douglas, last Friday night was on a radio live show at WFAN from the morning show. And he said, hey, Aaron Rodgers is coming, that Aaron Rodgers would be on his way. It's just a matter of for what. This still is a dude who's basically about 39 years old. He just came off of an injury-riddled season. If he's healthy, I still think his brain and body works well enough where he would still be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's certainly one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen throw a football in my damn life. What is he worth? They had to go through an entire saga this offseason. Is he going to play? Last season, the Green Bay Packers had to deal with Aaron Rodgers. Is he going to play? The season before that, in damn COVID, we had to deal with, oh my God, they basically drafted my replacement. So what do the New York Jets have to deal with at the end of this season? Aaron Rodgers, is he going to go and sit in the Lincoln Tunnel? Is he going to sit inside a subway station for a month? Is he going to ride the one train up and down Manhattan before he figures out if he wants to play? I don't know. Maybe he goes to the Hamptons for a month. I don't know. But the New York Jets don't want to trade the whole world for a guy, and they have no idea whether or not he's going to return or not. The New York Jets have 6 picks. They pick in the first round at number 13. They have 2 second-rounders. The Packers have 10 picks. Their first-round pick will be pick number 15. And the Packers pick in every round except for the 6th. What are you trading for Aaron Rodgers? Not a first-rounder, right? What are you giving up? This has to be conditional picks. Maybe they give up the second-rounder, and if Aaron Rodgers sticks around or stays for a couple of seasons, they give up additional picks. But it should be for the future and not this year. Now, I wouldn't do so. And so with everybody waiting, is Aaron Rodgers going to be traded? I was on 95.7 The Game in San Francisco last week, and I heard them talking about, oh, my God, maybe the 49ers can pivot to Aaron Rodgers if things fall apart with the New York Jets. And I'm like, why are people wasting their time? It would have to be a complete disaster for this man not to be on the Jets. You can pretty much earmark it, and I'm sure it will take place either the day before the draft or the day of. President Mark Murphy of the Packers, he spoke to the media today. He was in Wisconsin, and he didn't say too much. He was asked about Aaron Rodgers. He was asked about the recent comments from Joe Douglas and more. And Mark Murphy didn't want to say nothing.
Is the ball essentially in their court? Like, you've said this is what we want, either A, B, C, or D, and you're kind of waiting for them to...
Yeah, I can't really get into that. Yeah. I know Brian and Joe have been talking.
Are you expecting a lot of questions about this during this tour, and how do you plan on handling those?
I do anticipate quite a few questions, and I anticipate saying that there is no update. It is interesting, you know, 15 years ago or in a similar situation.
Do you need a deal to get done before the draft, or are you guys okay going into the summer if that's what it takes?
Again, that's something, you know, Brian is working on, and, you know, I've been actively involved, and there's really nothing more to say.
What lessons did you take from that experience on your first tailgate tour and your first year in charge that you can apply now as you're dealing with this?
Well, I'm really glad that Aaron Rodgers turned out to be such a good quarterback, and I'm hopeful that Jordan Love turns out to be a similar quarterback.
Now, damn, it's like he's sitting inside the interrogation room. Mark Murphy is getting ready to do a tour on behalf of the Green Bay Packers that will take him all throughout Wisconsin to promote the team. I don't know who the hell wants to see Mark Murphy, but he's there, and he'll be talking. Not too much, if you can tell. Now, this is the difference between Mark Murphy, president of the Packers, and Joe Douglas, general manager of the New York Jets. I mentioned to you, he was on WFAN. He was on a live show that they hosted with Boomer and Geo. And they asked this man, in an informal setting, plenty of people in the crowd, people drinking, having fun, hey, Joe Douglas, hey, what the hell is going on with Aaron Rodgers? Is he coming? Is he not? Listen to Boomer and Geo.
Aaron Rodgers, what's he coming? He's going to be here.
He's going to be here. He's going to be here. I don't know. I doubt it. I don't know how many beers Joe Douglas had or did not have. That's quite the difference. And so all we have to do is just wait a little bit longer. Hey, Shep, 2 weeks, right? Are we done with this crap?
No. No. With Aaron Rodgers, nothing.
No, not that.
Oh.
The trade.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is anything involving Aaron Rodgers absolutely drags. Well, you know this. It's not going to happen.
This isn't so much his fault. It's the Packers.
I think he's sending mixed messages. I think, to answer your question, I do not see this happening before the NFL draft. It would have happened already if it was going to happen before the NFL draft.
I don't think so. It's all about leverage and making people sweat. The Green Bay Packers don't have to sit here and, you know, and just kind of bend over to whatever the New York Jets want. They can afford to wait and see if the New York Jets, if they can make them sweat. I mean, you take it up to the line, you make people believe that they might change their minds, and you hope that the New York Jets say, oh my God, we have to get this done. Let's give up more than we need to. It's not necessary for the Packers to pull the plug on anything yet. It really isn't.
They don't have faith in their quarterback in the future. Let's just be real about how they feel about Jordan Love. If you really read the tea leaves, they're just going with Jordan Love because he's not Aaron Rodgers. That's it.
I think that part of it is irrelevant. I mean, if you listen to some folks in the organization, they're high on him, but are they probably more tired of Aaron Rodgers than they're in love with Jordan Love? I'd say that's accurate, but I don't think that has anything too much to do with him moving on. I think that Aaron Rodgers, I was actually going to give him credit. We haven't heard from the guy in weeks, and I'd prefer to keep it that way. There were some photos of him buying crystals, and that's the most we've seen of Aaron Rodgers. I give it about 2 weeks, NFL draft time. Aaron Rodgers is going to be in that green and white. Let's see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we take a break and come back, we're going to talk about NFL Sunday Ticket. It's going to cost you your house and your home.
Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
This is Flea for This Little Light, the podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing, help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.